This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economy won't be going cashless anytime soon under a state law passed this week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Businesses must accept cash, as in U.S. currency, for most in-person transactions under a law signed by Governor Jared Polis on Monday. The sponsors say it was a reaction to the no-cash policies that some retailers created during the pandemic, but the governor still had some concerns, saying that the bill was too vague about possible criminal penalties, potentially making it unenforceable. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Three fires set by property owners in La Plata County grew out of control over the weekend. The Durango Herald reports the property owners were clearing vegetation to prevent larger wildfires. Firefighters with the Durango Fire Protection District were called in after the fires moved onto federal land, approached structures, and damaged irrigation pipes. One fire marshal says strong winds and dry conditions fueled the fires. Parts of La Plata County were under a red flag warning last weekend, and the county is experiencing extreme and exceptional drought conditions. The Colorado Healing Fund is accepting donations to help victims of the shooting at a family party in Colorado Springs, which left seven people dead over the weekend. The fund began in 2018 to provide a secure way for the public to financially support victims of mass casualty events in Colorado. It was last activated for the victims of the shooting in March at a King Superstore in Boulder. Around the metro area and in Colorado Springs, highs today in the 50s and 60s, then warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.